and welcome to the RNJ Broadcast Program. Today's evening broadcast includes an interview with a young Japanese girl, a story about the Battle of Okinawa, and much more, so stay tuned. Today we have an important interview with Aimee Kashaw. Hello, can you tell me about your experience in Japanese internment camps?
Yes, I have been forced to leave my home and with my family moved into Japanese internment camps.
And Aimee, can you tell us why many Japanese Americans like you were forced into these camps?
Well, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, many leaders and politicians warned others that Japanese Americans could be working with Japan to help attack the West Coast.
Yeah.
President Roosevelt had ordered such Japanese ancestry to be removed from the West Coast and forced into these camps. There are about 100,000 Japanese Americans who were put into these camps.
What were your reactions of this happening to you and your family?
I felt very angry and disturbed by all this. I felt that I was being imprisoned for something I had nothing to even do with.
What were some of the living conditions that you had to deal with?
It was awful. Families were crowded together, housing was fragile, we had no running water and barely any privacy. There were so many weather conditions to put up with too, such as heat, sandstorms,
whoosh,
and desert-like areas. There were scorpions, rattlesnakes, and each camp was surrounded with protection of guards and barbed-wire fences.
That sounds like a lot to take in at once, not to mention how you felt. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us before you go?
Well, many of the young men who were in these camps volunteered to be in the military service.
Did everything work out okay in the end, despite from what has happened to you and your family?
Yes, except what has happened. After the war was over, Congress had passed legislation to everyone giving every Japanese American $20,000 who had been in these camps. There have been also a written apology from President Bush that we have been received from putting into this camp.
Well, that wraps everything up. Stay tuned to hear our story on Pearl Harbor.
Come on, all you women. Let's do some serious work. Now that the men are gone, there are many job opportunities for you to take, and you will get paid. There are many job opportunities available in factories. And they're waiting for you to get them. So come on quick and get these jobs while you can.
Woohoo!
A tragic event took place today. Pearl Harbor was bombed. This was a surprise attack and the U.S. did not know about it. The Japanese had done it. It was called Operation Z. The Japanese attacked the U.S. naval base. For the U.S. casualties and losses, 4 battleships along with 2 destroyers were sunk. 57 civilians were killed and 35 were wounded. 2,345 military were killed, and 1,247 were wounded. 188 aircraft were destroyed, and 155 aircraft were damaged. For the Japanese casualties and losses, 5 midget submarines were destroyed. 27 aircraft were destroyed, 55 airmen were killed, and 9 submariners were killed. 1 submariner was captured. The Japanese attacked us because they desperately needed oil, and we couldn't trade with them because we were neutral. And if we traded with Japan, then we would not be neutral. So they attacked South Asia and Eastern Indies. They tried to knock the U.S. fleet out so we could not stop them. They did destroy most of our ships and planes, but they could not stop us. In fact, they have aggravated our nation and we are going to enter the war. Here's an audio clip of the attack.
Pew, 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 boom!
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 Pew!
Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast. Be sure to tune in next week for a broadcast on women and how they can help out in the war, too. Well, that's today's broadcast. Good night, everyone.